Chapter 1. Marty Morgan Combs called her sister and said, "Laura, I just finished the appraisal of the Shaker furniture collection Dr. Ramsey has in his home. I'll meet you at Armando's restaurant in 20 minutes." "Perfect. I'll leave the office now and meet you there." 20 minutes later, as Marty approached Armando's, she marveled at how the city of Palm Desert had succeeded in creating its own version of a Beverly Hills Rodeo Drive, with shops such as Escada and Bacariot, to name just a few. Given the sky-high cost to rent a shop in the area, Marty figured that as unpretentious as Armando's was, it must have been there long before the city fathers had wooed the prestigious shops which now line the street. Trying to find a place to park on El Paso Boulevard was a nightmare.
"Woohoo!" she shouted involuntarily.
A few minutes later, as she pulled into a parking place directly in front of the popular restaurant, "I'm taking this spot, and Laura will just have to use her psychic ability to find a spot as good as this one. May not be a very sisterly thought, but when it comes to finding a parking place on El Paso as good as this one, it's every woman for herself." To look at Marty's sister, Laura, no one would guess she'd been part of a study many years earlier at the University of California for people believed to have psychic abilities. The study had confirmed that Laura definitely possessed extrasensory powers, which allowed her to innately know things other people didn't. Laura was attractive and dressed as any other insurance executive dressed. No fortune teller turban for her. She wasn't the least bit surprised that the study by medical experts had confirmed what her family had known since she was a small child, that she possessed some type of psychic ability which she often used to predict the outcome of future events. Marty had learned long ago that if Laura said she shouldn't drive down a certain street, she'd be well advised to take another route. Laura lived in one of the four houses she owned that were located in the hills above Palm Springs. The houses surrounded a central courtyard where the residents gathered in the early evening to share the events of the day as well as communal meals. After Marty's divorce, she moved to California and rented one of the houses from Laura. She'd recently remarried, and her husband of several months, Detective Jeff Combs, now lived with her along with her lovable but sometimes neurotic black Labrador dog, Duke. One of the other houses was occupied by Laura's longtime significant other, Les. And the fourth house was occupied by John, who operated a business called the Red Pony Food Truck. John was a highly talented cook, and he generally prepared all the evening meals for the residents of the compound, so he could use them as guinea pigs to try out new recipes he wanted to serve in his food truck. Marty opened the door of Armando's and quickly scanned the seating area for an open table. There was only one table available, and it was towards the back of the room. The bartender looked over at her and said, "If you want to eat, you better take it. That's the last one there is. We've got a full house today." "Thanks," Marty said as she walked by the bar, noticing that every bar stool there was occupied as well. "So much for the doom and gloom economy the talking heads on television keep stressing," she thought. "Maybe the word hasn't gotten out to the people who like to eat good Mexican food at a fair price." She just sat down and picked up the menu when the front door opened and Laura walked in. Marty stood up and waved to her. Laura joined her a moment later. "Are they giving away free food today or what? I've never seen Armando's this busy. I was really lucky to find a parking place, although it looks like you didn't have any trouble finding one." "I have to admit, the parking fairy was sitting on my shoulder when I found the one out in front. As to why it's so busy out here today, I have no idea," Marty said. "But I think we're lucky to get this table, even if it is in the bar area. I've only been here a couple of minutes, and I know I could have sold it several times over to people who wanted to eat here and were told there would be a wait."